Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid. Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm your host, Marisa Jones, and I'm joined by my co-host, Neil Haley. Today's guest is Gail Martz. She's an inventor, animal advocate, business executive, photographer, and author who has worked with the world's leading brands on designing, manufacturing, and marketing. Gail invented the iconic Sherpa bag and is founder of the Sherpa Pet Trading Company, creating the soft-sided pet carrier category and grew the company into a multi-million dollar global enterprise. She continues to advocate for a world that responsibly welcomes pets wherever their humans go and advises companies and government agencies on pet policies. Gail provides her expertise to legislators and leaders of brand name companies in the travel, hospitality, media, and fashion industries and has worked on campaigns for Lanvin, Valentino, and Godiva Chocolate, and key influences throughout the dog and cat world. She's author of No Left Pet Left Behind, The Sherpa Guide for Traveling with Your Best Friend, and It's in the Bag, How to Turn a Passion into a New Business. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure and honor. I'm so grateful to be with you. Thank you. Let's get candid.
let's get candid. All right. So, tell me a little bit about Sherpa. So I have two dogs. One I had to sadly put down last year. He had a stroke, but I have one with me and he has severe anxiety. He used to be part of a pack and now he's by himself. So I take him everywhere. And sometimes people don't like that, but your whole concept, your whole company is built on taking your pets wherever you go. So why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got into this?
To begin with, it started with a dog, and the dog's name is Sherpa. And so what I needed was you couldn't take a pet anywhere. You couldn't take a pet on a plane that wasn't safe in a car. Everything is all about safety. So Sherpa, the dog, was a Lhasa Apso. She was my inspiration and my muse that was with me. And it's like, how can I, because I knew the people in the world. This is Coco who said, okay, now I've heard enough. I'm going to go in my bag. Speaking of a Sherpa bag, I'm going to go in my bag. And that way I can be right here with you listening to the story that she's heard so many times. But it's all about being in the bag. Because you know when you say that double entendre? It's in the bag.
Yes.
You think it's in the bag, but it's not in the bag. So you've got to tell the story. You need to help people and work together with people so we can all help the world to be a better place for people, animals, pets, you know, just take it globally. It's a story. So I began with Sherpa the dog and I went to each airline individually, one by one, and introduced a new category, a concept. So I created the soft-sided pet carrier. Then I had to change the policy on the major airlines so pets could go in the passenger cabin. So that was the beginning of going to each airlines, talking with people, getting the questions, helping them to learn that it's best to have the pet familiarized, trained, so that the bag, it's just like millions of years ago, they're in a cave. Okay, that's a den. So they're in a den environment. And so the Sherpa bag is that safe, den, portable environment for them to be able to travel with you, dogs and cats.
I love that. So dogs are den animals. I always say people, you know, who are maybe opposed to crate training and stuff, but that's what they're used to.
My
dog, we had thunderstorms today and he was looking for his little den. Like he was looking for a place to hide because he didn't feel safe.
Right. That's so true, because, you know, when your dog can hear, as you know, that's one of the things that really frightens them. And so then it's like I would have the Sherpa bag, and then once they're inside that den of the small enough dogs, cats, then they don't have that anxiety. The anxiety that you're talking about is, it's a global, you know, it's just global. And it all comes down to the education, the awareness, exactly what we're doing today with you.
I love it. You have literally changed the lives of millions of people, because so many people they stress about leaving their animals at home, you know, and not always having to take them either for themselves or not wanting to leave the pet at home, because they are part of the family.
They're really part of the family. It's a part of me. I say the Coco, she is a part of me. And, you know, when I hold her next to my heart, it's my heart that is connected with her whole being.
Yeah, so we get so connected to our animals. You know, they become one with who we are. And it's really, exactly. I truly believe they're here for us, right? They're here to support us. My old dog, he was my spirit dog. I named my publishing company after him. He's Spirit Dog Press. And he was always with me in my heart. He's still with me, even though he's gone to on the other side. But, you know, they're so special to us. And, you know, it was really frowned upon to take your pets everywhere. Now with COVID, more people are venturing outside with their pets because they've been home with them for so long. Now they even, you know, they don't want to leave anywhere without them, because the dogs have, you know, and the cats, they've become so connected to their owners, the even tighter connection, that now I see more and more people out in public with their pets all the time, going into stores, shopping, you know, malls, things like that. And it's becoming more and more common.
Yes. So 1988, you know, when I first began, it was like you really couldn't do anything with the pet in that sense. So again, we get into the education and showing and letting people learn the benefits that the pet can provide, and then ways that we train them to help them to be, I don't want to see a barking bag anywhere. I don't want to see, you know, anything that's happening that disturbs other people, because there are people that don't like pets, period. And that's, you're allowed to like and do whatever you want to. But the thing is I had always proposed the low profile, stay at a low profile, because people are not interested in seeing that. And, you know, let's say when I worked with the airlines and changed the policy on the airlines, that was the beginning. But then more people are traveling by car. So it's all about safety. And when they're in the bag, as opposed to, how many times have you seen a dog hanging its head out the window with all that debris flying into their eyes? And I even watched it one time when the dog's hanging out the window, they turn the corner and the dog went totally out the window. So that is so unsafe. And the way that they have things now, seat belt them in, you know, for the larger dogs, you seat belt everything in so they don't become a projectile, because it's a very dangerous thing that you could do with anyone. It's an accident in the making.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit, you broke into an industry, you created your own industry, and then you broke into an industry that had been around forever, and you integrated yourself into that, and you knew nothing about it. So how did you go about that? You took a lot of risks. What made you think that you could do it? And what kind of obstacles did you overcome?
Well, the obstacles that you have to overcome when you're starting in the manufacturing process. At that time, women, I started in Korea when I first began my business, because it would have been price prohibitive to have started in the United States, still is. So I started in Korea, And then what I had to do was show people, demonstrate to them, the manufacturers, exactly why this had to be done this way, so that the ventilation is there, everything works perfectly, the quality control is of the utmost importance, you know, for everything that you're doing, because it's the quality of that little being, or, you know, whatever it is. Let's take the big crates. Let's just not talk just about little dogs. You have the kennels, the crates, those things. That is the den environment for the animal, and they love the den environment. So I had to convince people this is not a punishment, because they thought, oh, it's a punishment. I said, no, it's not. The pet loves that den environment, plus they love to be with you. So you've got to train them, as we have to have training in order to do a podcast, in order to take a photograph. Anything that we do requires training.
So you're training the owner, you know, more than the pet, but you're training the pet and the owner.
Well, you really have to do that, you know, because I would say, oh, so like different things that people would say, this is a big one that would always come up, because I was my own 800 number. So I would talk with my well, I had to do it that way. I had no home, no money, no job. I had this idea and I had to make it happen. And so then when I did, I created the first, I said, well, what am I going to call this? Well, I had to call it after Sherpa because she was my best model. So I called it the Sherpa bag. So I had a tale in the story of how the Sherpa guides would travel and trek and go up the mountains. And it was all about traveling. But then you have to just show people, demonstrate to people, and let them be able to read. When I did, I would write travel tales. Oh, excuse me. Sherpa, it's from Sherpa's perspective. So Sherpa, you know, would dictate to me the travel tales. I'd write it up. And then I had travel tips that I wrote up, you know, telling people, okay, the pet must remain underneath the seat in front of you for the duration of the flight. So they had to get all of the tips and the rules and how to really do this. So it was an educational, informational project that I started. And then because people are so attached and love their animals so much, they didn't know about it. And then you have to get the word out. And that's what you and I are doing today.
And you literally created a standard for how people bring their pets on airplanes. I love it.
So yeah, well, I created that category, soft-sided pet carrier, because prior to that, I had to market myself as the alternative to the hard plastic carriers. So they could see, oh, okay, here's this, here's that. And then look at the difference.
So it's interesting. In 2021, with, you know, there were COVID lockdowns and there were restrictions with flying, and I really wanted to see my family and kennels. I had two dogs, one was 55 pounds, the other one was 75 pounds. And I didn't want to fly with them because, you know, they would put them in the carry, you know, underneath and
in the cargo area.
And I didn't want to do that, but I didn't want to leave them because I was going for almost a month. So I went out and bought a 30-year-old camper van and now I still have it. Right. And I travel with them with me because I can't leave them behind. Like they're my
family. That's exactly what you do. So it's like for the smaller dogs is what I had done in that sense. But then we've got, you know, what percentage, you look at the percentage of dogs. Okay. Huge. And so, but then there are the huge dogs. We had the Westminster Dog Show. You look at the big, beautiful, fabulous, big dogs and the little small dogs that are just great. And the Pekingese won again, I think.
I love watching that. So you created this multi-million dollar company over many, many years. Your mama, I'm going to say your mama to all the dogs you care for that buy your product and use it and you know, that's their home. What do you do to kind of maintain your balanced and maintain your mental health? You're really high energy and you're just so cheerful and happy. Like, how do you maintain that composure all the time?
I think when you, as what you mentioned, Connie, I have to call her Connie, because in business, you know, we'd be at all the shows, everything together. I needed help. And Connie was my financial house in order. So she would do that. And I'm the creative side. You know, I'm the right brain. She was the left brain. And we worked as a team. And that really helped me greatly. And that's one of the things to always advise people is to get your financial house in order. And that's done with, you know, I only had a 39-cent ledger when I first started my company because they didn't really have computers. I think I'm dating myself, but it's okay. You can Google anybody and see, oh, how old are you and what is this? But it was really important that she was with me all the time because we were building a brand and building and changing what way you would be able to one day be able to take your pet wherever you go. And we need a community, our community to work together of people that see the value and the benefits that all the different dogs provide. So emotional support, we have that. We have the service dogs that have a job that they really must do. You have all of the other dogs that are there to really help you emotionally, supporting you, loving you. When I had lost all my confidence, how do you think I got it back? Sherpa the dog, because it's like she would be there. I could, you know, do you talk to your dog?
All the
time. Of course you do.
All the time.
Yeah.
Who doesn't talk to their pets?
Talk to your dog.
So we are running out of time. I would love to talk to you for hours. What advice would you give to someone who's maybe trying to break into a brand new industry and has great ideas and goals and wants to do something big such as yourself?
I would suggest first do your market research. It's a global marketplace that we have right now. Do your research. And then my most important thing always is to do what you love. So you need to narrow in to what is it that you really love? Well, I happen to love being with you today. I happen to love the dogs, the people that love the cats and the animals. So do what you love and think about what you really love and then learn. Everything, anything, all at once, I think is a movie, but whatever it is, keep learning and growing and sharing and building your community.
I love it. Well, you've been such a pleasure, Gail. Where can people find you?
At Gail, GAYLEMARTZ.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
That's an email.
Oh,
it's just Gail Martz. I'm so sorry. I gave you my email. Why don't you do my the company? It's the company. It's just Gail Martz.
GailMartz.com. I'll put that in the bio. So when you're listening to the podcast, you'll have the information. Thank you so much, Gail. It's been such a pleasure. You're such great energy. I loved having you on the show.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. God bless us all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.